Many people think that they have to accept whatever life throws at them. They'll say, "This is my fate, my destiny, I cannot change it." Of course not. You don't have to suffer needlessly. Your destiny depends on you, not on any other external factors. I know someone who says she just accepts what life gives her because she has done everything she can to improve it. Guess what her lifestyle is? She wakes up in the morning, goes to work, comes back home, relaxes, chats with people, watches TV, then goes to sleep. Next day, the same routine cycle ensues. Huh, is this what she calls doing her best? She believes she has tried her best and just accepts it in her heart that this is the life that God has intended for her to live, that her luck can only change if God wills it. Of course, God wants us to be happy and live our life to the fullest, but we have to do our share of exerting the effort to live the life of our dreams. You reap what you sow. You just don't sit around and wait for $1 million to fall from the sky. You have to get off the couch, get your eyes off the TV screen, get your hands off the phone, and get your mind and body to work. If your life is not meant the way you want it to be, don't just say, "Our time will come," or "Things will get better someday." Don't expect your luck to change unless you do something about it. If something goes wrong, don't just regard it as a temporary setback, but use it as feedback. Learn your lesson, make the most of the situation, and do something to resolve the problem. It's not enough to think positive. You also have to act positive. If someone's life is in trouble, do you just hope and pray that things will turn out fine? Of course not. You've got to do anything you can to save the person. So it is with your own life. It is not enough to hope for the best, but you have to do your best. In other words, don't just stand or sit there. Do something to improve your life.